Hi, I'm Baldwin Eng from the Launchpad series. Did you know that there's a Microsoft global partner that has been serving small and mid-sized businesses since 1981? And this partner has a unique policy of not sunsetting their products as long as they have SMB customers using it. Want to find out who this partner is and how you can benefit from their solutions for the small and mid-sized space? Join in. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Launchpad series, where we showcase amazing line of business solutions for enterprise and also small and mid-sized business. With me today is Laura Frazier from Sage. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Baldwin. Great to see you.
Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're a pleasure to have you. I know that you and I talk a lot about, like, you know, Sage's passion and also Microsoft's passion for helping not just large companies, but also small and mid-sized business who are really the lifeblood of many, many nations, many, many countries, right? So I'm really excited. I personally have done some small and mid-sized business. My first job was about small and mid-sized businesses for Microsoft Technology. So so glad to have you here. It's a tech show, so I know you bring some really amazing demos. Look forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
But before then, can you give us a sense, our audience a sense of who Sage, main value proposition, who do you serve, and what are the main pain points that SMB, as we call it, are struggling right now, and how technology can help?
Absolutely. We'll do that first, and then we'll get into our discussion about our product X3 and what we've done interesting with Microsoft around Windows 10.
Excellent.
So at Sage, we like to think of ourselves as the champion of small and medium businesses around the globe. So we have offices in over 23 countries and over 13,000 employees serving these small and medium businesses. Mm-hmm. We have over 3 million customers, active customers today,
wow,
and an ecosystem out there of our customers even broader than that.
Right.
We are traded on the London Stock Exchange, and we're in the FTSE 100, and we have revenues, US dollars, over $2 billion. Been in business since 1981. So really long, well-established company. Lots of products in our portfolio, and let's get into a little bit more about that. So we're known as accounting, payroll, and payments. We like to call it the golden triangle. We bring forth those three solutions together for our customers to help them be successful. These are those small businesses, those entrepreneurs, those startup companies that have bet the farm, bet their business, bet their retirement, and we help them run their business smarter, smoother, faster.
Right, excellent.
Within our Sage ecosystem, we have what we'll call our partner ecosystem, and then we also have accountants. So over 100,000 accountants that are out there helping these businesses run their business more effectively,
mm-hmm,
and they recommend and utilize our software in concert with the customers. As well, we have over 20,000 business partners, ranging from ISVs, SIs, VAR partners, folks that do training and support installation and implementation of our solutions.
Right.
Last year we introduced Sage Partner Program,
right,
and we have referral and reseller partner benefits. So if anybody out there is watching that is interested in a partnership with us, really strong and growing ecosystem.
Right. So my understanding then, Laura, is accountants and bookkeepers who are equipped with Sage can really help SMBs, owners, to really get started. Because,
yes,
know, I myself included, my dad has a small business. I know when he first started out, there's a lot of things they have to worry about.
Right.
And sometimes the financials, the accounting are almost like the last thing they think about, because they think about the products and services first.
Yes.
But then you're really the safety net, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, when you start up a business, one of the first things you think about is bringing in money, right?
Right.
Bringing the revenue in. And then you realize, oh gosh, I got to make sure I pay taxes, et cetera. So you'll typically go to an accountant first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great that we have this big ecosystem where they'll come to Sage and say, hey, here's a recommended solution.
Right.
We know how to work with it. We'll help you get it installed. We'll trade information back and forth with you so
mm-hmm
that, you know, they can advise them on their business. So
right,
it's just a really great marriage between the two ecosystems, between Sage and our accountants.
Very cool. Very
yeah
cool.
All right, so this broad portfolio that I've talked about, we go everywhere from micro, which sometimes we say that's a zero-person business, that's just you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any employees yet. all the way up to the mid-market space. Yeah. And we're going to talk today about Sage X3, but let me tell you about some of the innovation that's going on within Sage, and there's a big transformation as well. So our Sage Live product was just introduced last year. It was developed in 26 weeks. We built it on the Force.com platform and introduced it at Dreamforce last year. And then at Build this year with Microsoft, we announced some work we've done around Sage 200, where we used Project Centennial to convert our existing Win32 app over to a universal Windows 10 app.
Excellent.
So did it right there on the fly, and Microsoft showcased us there. So lots of innovation going on, lots more innovation coming. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But it's an exciting space.
Right. So it's really a wide gamut that cuts anywhere from small and mid-sized business to what we call the mid-market, mid-enterprise.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool.
And with that, we'll introduce Zach Belhai. He's with our Sage X3 team. He's going to take us through the product, a demonstration of our Windows 10 work with Microsoft.
All right, let's do it.
Great.
All right, hey, Zach.
All right, Baldwin.
Thank you for coming to the Channel 9 Studio.
Thanks for having me, appreciate it.
All right, well, so I know that as we were preparing for this show, we talked quite a bit about the aches and pains of running a small mid-sized business, right? So can you walk us through some of the major things that you've heard about as you talk with merchants and mid-sized companies? How do they run the business, and what are the things that they need help on?
Right. So a lot of small and mid-sized businesses, they're kind of running a conglomerate of solutions. So they've got Excel spreadsheets out there that are kind of connected to maybe external databases, things like that. Our goal with X3 is kind of to combine all of those together, all of these processes that they're running separately, to bring that into one solution. So X3 can cover things like demand planning, orders, forecasting, MRP, purchasing. We cover everything from financials to manufacturing processes all the way through distribution, CRM, and sales. So X3's goal is to really be an all-encompassing business management solution.
Great. Well, this is a tech show, so we're going to want you to kind of jump in. So why don't we get started?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we'll be showing today is an X3 mobile application. So we've developed a mobile app specifically for Windows 10 to take advantage of some of the new Windows 10 and Surface Pro 4 specific features. So in a ever-growing mobile world, we want business to be faster, simpler, and more flexible.
Right.
All right, so we can actually take a look now at our mobile application that we've built for Sage X3. So with field sales reps and traveling CEOs, things like that, people with these small and medium-sized businesses that are out on the road quite frequently, we want to give them access to important functions that they'll use regularly. So we've developed, again, a Windows 10 mobile application. And what we'll take a look at today is maybe tracking some leads, entering expenses, which no one really likes to do.
No, me included.
Including you. And viewing some customer information as we're out kind of visiting with customers.
Right.
So if I'm a sales rep, I'm out on the road quite frequently. I've got my Surface Pro 4 with me. I want to have quick and easy access to the most important functions that I need to get to. So just as a first glance here at the Sage X3 app, you'll see that we've tried to mimic that Windows 10 kind of layout with the tile view. We want that consistent user interface between a Windows user and an X3 user. So what we can actually do here is we can sort of personalize these tiles to have them laid out in a way that... The way that you want it, exactly.
All right.
So we'll take a look at our leads here. We'll just select the personalize option. And this is an app that we use quite frequently, so we want to make it a little more noticeable on our dashboard here.
Yeah.
We'll change the color, make it a bright green so it kind of sticks out, and we'll make the icon a little bit bigger as well. And you'll see that it automatically adjusts to fit the screen appropriately here, and we've got a larger tile to display our leads.
Wow, that's very cool. So in essence, then, depending on the role of the Sage user, whether it is a store manager or an owner, he or she might have slightly different view, but it's all personalized to the top task that he or she wants to do
on
a regular basis.
That's exactly right.
Excellent.
Great. So just to take a look here at our leads application, I'm out on the road, I'm traveling, I'm visiting customers. I want to pull in additional business to my small or medium-sized company. So we've got this lead application that allows you to actively track and create and generate new leads within the system. Mm-hmm. Now, this mobile application is connected to our back-end business management solution, which is Sage X3. Right. So anything that we're doing on this mobile application is automatically being transmitted back to that back-end source.
Right. And I think that's important because for some of our SMB customers, they probably didn't really spend a lot of time thinking about disaster recovery, business continuity, mm-hmm. and cloud backup. But so, AKA, if they use the Excel spreadsheet is actually not backed up in the cloud, they don't really have a copy if they lose that file, right?
Right.
So all the precious records are no longer there if something happens.
Could be lost.
But in this case, you have all the records stored in the cloud that can be backed up.
That's correct. Automatically synced back to
Very
X3.
Cool. Very cool.
So we've got the ability here just to take a little bit of a closer look at some of the leads that we've got in the system. So we can see some general information, lead number, date that it was tracked, so we can see if we want to turn that lead into a prospect. And we've also got the ability to generate new leads as well. So we've got the create option here. Now, this is a pretty simplistic app in and of itself. Mm-hmm. One of the really cool features we've developed specifically for Windows 10 is to take these functions within our X3 application and publish them as live tiles. So we've got quick and easy access directly from our start menu to these apps.
I see. So commonly used tasks can be published as a shortcut, if you will, as a live
Absolutely.
Tile. Okay, cool.
So
let's take a look at that.
We'll tap our button at the top of the screen here and select publish. And we can add in some color here to mm-hmm. make it a little more noticeable. We'll leave the description as leads because that's exactly what we want to take a look at from our start menu. And we'll go ahead and create our live tile and pin it to our start menu.
Right.
So if we go down to our start menu then, we'll scroll a bit. You can see at the very bottom of the screen, we've added a live tile to track our 67 leads in the system.
Right. That's awesome. So whether I'm a sales manager or I'm a sales rep, of course, the more leads I have in my basket, the better, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can see we've got some information displayed here that we've got 67 leads.
Right. And it'll be refreshed on our...
It'll be refreshed. Anytime you add a new lead, you'll see that information populated here.
Very cool.
So we can access this application directly from our start menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another feature that we've developed in conjunction with Windows 10 is the ability to use Cortana as a voice-activated shortcut to go directly to our function within
How
the
does that
X3
work?
Application. So if we go down here and we just tap on the Cortana button, X3 show my leads.
Okay, show my leads in X3.
And automatically we're populating
our
data.
So
here.
This is actually cut right, it's like deep linking through voice. They can go right to the heart of the task that you do on a very regular basis.
Absolutely.
So if I'm making it up, but if I'm a bakery shop and maybe I'm doing a catering business or something, but probably more appropriate, I could be doing stuff hands-free and I can talk to the voice or Cortana assistant and try to get some of the things going on while kind of glancing what's going on in my business while having my hands not tied up to the keyboard.
Right, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and a lot of these small and medium-sized businesses, people have multiple roles.
Yeah.
The same person doing all of the physical work is also the one tracking the information in the system.
Very cool.
Great. And so as we kind of mentioned before, no one really likes to track expenses. As a traveling rep, I'm out to dinners with customers, I'm entering mileage. No one really wants to enter that information in the system. A lot of the time it's tedious work to do.
Right. But how do you achieve the simplification though? Like, well, we actually have a receipt from our dinner yesterday with you and Laura. How do we make it easier?
Yeah, so we're going to want to go ahead and expense that. And what we've done with our expenses application is we've used some of the native mobile functionality of the Surface Pro 4 to make that expense entry process a bit easier.
Okay, cool. Let's take a look.
So we'll go into our expenses here. And we've got the option to just enter a brand new expense report. So we'll just enter a couple data points here. Our expense code, we actually went to dinner last night, so that's what we want to select. Our currency being in Washington State is U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the nice features here, I've got a keyboard attached to my Surface Pro.
Right.
A lot of the time, you might be using it as a tablet. You might not have that keyboard functionality available, but you'll have your Surface Pro pen with
right.
you.
Right, yeah.
So I can actually come in here, tap on the pen icon, mm-hmm. and enter the amount of our receipt. So our dinner last night, we had a pretty nice dinner, $220. There we go. So our actual amount was $220, and we'll be right. reimbursed, since it's business travel, for that full amount.
Right.
And maybe we'll add some comments here that it was actually a dinner that we were attending. So without using my keyboard at all, I've entered these additional data points in the system.
Yeah, so recognizing the text right away. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the photo feature? Is that to take a picture of the receipt?
Absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of the times when you enter expense reports, you'll have to scan a receipt in, and it's not the quickest and easiest thing to do.
Well, these days, like, where's my scanner?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. We're out on the road. We don't have access to that.
Yeah, that's right.
So what we can do here is we'll just capture an image using the camera on our device.
Which, with a built-in camera from Surface Pro 4, is pretty easy.
It is. It's very easy. Good quality. We've got our receipt captured here.
Right.
We'll make it a bit bigger so we can see the expensed amount. And we can save that. So we've then got our receipt in the system.
And then you can kiss the auto receipts goodbye, which is excellent for most salespeople or SMB owners.
Yes, absolutely. We've already got a record of it here.
Great.
Now, what we can do once we've captured the receipt is we can add some additional comments here mm-hmm. that pertain to this particular dinner. So we'll go ahead and we'll use the Surface Pen again. Yeah. And we'll circle the amount so that mm-hmm. we can see the exact amount used on that particular dinner. And we can maybe add in some names of the people that attended.
Right.
So Baldwin, you were there, myself, and then Laura as well.
Right.
So just to capture additional data related to this particular expense.
Right.
Much easier process than your typical expense entry.
Well, and honestly, from this point on, it's going to be digitized all the way throughout.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Great. We can now say goodbye to paper receipts and scanners.
Yes, we can. We've got that functionality right here.
Very cool. Love it.
All right. And so finally, the last function that I want to take you on a tour through today, Baldwin, is our customer lookup mm-hmm. function that we've got built into this system. So again, I'm out on the road. I'm visiting customers. I'm working directly. I want to have some customer information right there at my fingertips.
Right.
So you saw that voice-activated shortcut that we used a bit earlier. There are some other shortcuts that we've got in the system that, again, take advantage of this built-in functionality of the Surface Pro 4 to have quick and easy access.
Okay, let's take a look.
So we'll go ahead and we'll search for one of our customers here. And we'll select international distributors. So upon opening up of this function, you can see some general customer information. We've got our customer number, description, language, things like that, their authorized credit level. Mm-hmm. And we can take a bit of a deeper dive on some additional customer information. So we've got the customer address, customer contact information. Mm-hmm. And you'll see here that the phone number is kind of highlighted under the customer telephone.
So what does that mean? It means that you can maybe do a Skype call with them if right there and there you want to talk about the some topics of interest to the customer?
Absolutely. So we can just simply tap this phone number here, and I'm on a Surface Pro 4, so it's going to take me out to Skype for Business. Yeah. And so we've got that Skype access directly from our customer's application.
Right. Excellent. That's very convenient.
Now, in our case, again, we're on the Surface Pro, but if we were using a Windows phone, you would simply tap that telephone number there, and it would dial out directly to your customer for a phone call.
And that's a good point. So for your developers, they've been building this app not just for the 16:9 ratio of a PC tablet, mm-hmm. including, of course, Surface Pro 4, but the same code also adapt to a smaller form factor like a phone that people carry, like a Windows phone, right? Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, the app will automatically adjust. Mm-hmm. to whatever the screen size of the device is.
Okay. Wow, that's great. So it's really allowing the ultra mobile, road warriors and SMB owners.
That's correct.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for showing us this great stuff from Sage X3.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Baldwin.
Well, thank you so much, Laura and Zach. It's really amazing solutions here. Now, I know that you have an offer you want to share with our audience too, but before we do that, there's some really amazing nonprofit work that Sage is doing, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So we have the Sage Foundation and a lovely new program that we introduced last year, 2 plus 2 plus 2.
Uh-huh.
Every Sage employee can donate 5 of their business days to their chosen nonprofit.
Great.
And another interesting topical thing is we have sponsored the in a multi-year way, the Invictus Games as well, and that is the games are for former military servicemen and women.
Right.
So it's really exciting to see all of this come alive for Sage.
Yeah, good cause.
Yeah, and then we have a really exciting event coming up. It's called the Sage Summit, and it happens the end of July in Chicago. It's going to be 20,000 small and medium businesses, the largest event on the planet for small and medium business. So we want you there. We want you there.
Yeah.
And lots of great hands-on training. You can set up your journey when you go to the event. Prior, we have great keynote speakers, Sir Richard Branson, Ashton Kutcher, Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, it's
going to
be really funny. Big, huge party at the end, too. It's going to be really
super
fun. And I should mention, more innovation coming, and more innovation with Microsoft, too. So you're going to want to be there. So let's talk about our offer today around Sage X3. So for the first 3 customers that come to us as a result of this video today, we will give each one of them a Surface Pro 4.
Wow, that's a special offer for audience for Launchpad. Excellent.
Yeah, so just mention Launchpad when you go out. And we can go to the final
slide. Yeah.
Yeah, on our call to action. So go out to sagex3.com, come get a full demonstration of the product, and just mention Launchpad, and we'll hook you up with your Surface if you're one of the first 3.
Right.
And then, of course, join us at Sage Summit.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for coming in, and Zach as well.
Thank you, Baldwin.
Yeah, we would love to have you back. I know that, like you said, you continue to innovate on various technologies, not just Windows, but other parts of Microsoft technology. So look forward to having you back next time. And I know we'll probably run into you at a Worldwide Partner Conference as well. So
we'll be there.
Exciting time in July and also your summit.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
So with that, here's another Launchpad series. If you want to learn more, there's close to now 40 shows at aka.ms/launchpad. So give it a go. And if there's more you want to learn, just ping us and look forward to showcasing more amazing Microsoft solution with our ISV partner like Sage. Thank you so much.